Got him to end the game. Astros have lost five in a row for the first time this year, all coming on this homestand, all coming against teams at the bottom of their division. The Astros now 0-5 against the A's and the Washington Nationals as they lose tonight by the score of 2-1.
All right, shout out to Todd Callis, Space City Home Network. Todd Callis is about to lose it.
What is going on?
Todd's going to lose it here in a second if they don't get it together like I think many of you are about to lose it. Yesterday, fellas, we talked about them needing to stop the bleeding. We talked about them needing to stop the bleeding, and nobody better on the mound than their ace, Framber Valdez, to stop the bleeding.
No.
They have won 13 straight starts of his. He's 10-0 in that span. Last night, Framber Valdez stepped out 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned. He would like to have some discussions about that 1 earned. 1 earned.
Well,
2 walks, 12 strikeouts, 97 pitches. I frankly believe he could have gone out again. But 97 pitches, and it still wasn't enough.
No.
Because they couldn't muster more than a run.
No.
And now it is 5 straight, and 5 straight to teams that got no business losing games to, let alone 5 in a row. The A's, who promptly went and lost to the Mariners. Hey, don't look now, fellas. The lead is now 3 in the West, as this thing is really unraveling at this point, fellas. And the hope is, and the question is right now, is this rock bottom? You roll through the Hunter and Framber starts. Both of them give up a run apiece in both starts, and they lose. They lose both of them. This feels like the hope that is rock bottom.
Yeah, look, I think that's fair. I think that's accurate. Hopefully it's rock bottom. I don't know how it gets much worse. I mean, you and God, knock on wood, hope it never does. But the way you laid that out, your two horses have pitched and given up one run each, and you lose that game. And your lineup is obviously a shell of itself with all the injuries. So, and you lost 5 in a row. You've lost, what are they, won 2 games in the last 13 or something like that? 3 games in the last 13?
Yeah. They're 5-16.
Yeah. Well,
in their last 21.
So 5 of their last 21. Yeah. That's not good. And so I hope like hell it's rock bottom. And I hope like hell we get some good news on the handful of players that'll be back ASAP.
Yeah, I know Jeremy Pena is supposed to go tonight in Sugar Land. But it's not just obviously that, Clint, but they need to get some guys back, and it feels like they're going to need to make some moves. And according to Dana Brown on the broadcast last night, he said, "We do feel like we're going to get something done." He said, "Adding a bat is a priority, but a starter or a reliever would be good too."
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
There you go. He also spoke with Jim Bowden, who covers Major League Baseball, said that he's looking for a left-handed hitter and a Game 3 quality starter for the playoffs. That's what he said yesterday. And they need a spark, and they need not only to get their guys back, but I think you've been saying this, Clint. You almost have to ignore some of those guys right now and act in a fashion as if they're not there, or you're not there, or you're missing that right now, because some of them have been out so long, and the hope is that they come back and they can perform to the level you believe they can. But right now, man, it is sinking, it is dropping. And as you said, that lineup is easy to deal with. And you got pitchers every night that probably feel as if they've got a damn near pitch, a perfect game for them to win games. And one run, giving up one run ain't enough. And it is something they have got to figure out. And they have until Thursday, Clint, to figure something out. But I expect Tyler and Cheryl looking at the phones and getting ready right over the next day or so. They need to make some moves to add to this team.
Look, I heard Dana Brown in the booth last night, or maybe it was the night before, one of the two nights. But I love, well, it was last night because they didn't play two nights ago, so it had to be last night. I love where Dana Brown's mind is, and the transparency of not having a problem talking about it. He was very blunt with those guys of, hey, man, we're being busy. In fact, I don't have time to sit here for another segment at this commercial break. I got to get up out of here and go. And so, yeah, and then I love the detail that you mentioned of specifically a game three starter and a left-handed bat. Absolutely. I love that it's not, well, we just need a quality starter that can be in a five-man rotation, and because we got this guy coming back and that guy coming back. And no, man, I think they've got to go make a bold move for again, that Kikuchi-level starter from last year, and then hope like hell he comes in here and performs the way Kikuchi did as an Astro. So, yeah, man, I love where Dana Brown's head's at right now.
Yeah, and now it's clear we are hearing what he feels like they need to get. And now the thought is, can they execute that? Can they pull that off? I would say, Clint, my expectation is that they at least get one of them. At least get a you would hope both, but they should come away with at least either the bat that he has taught, left-handed bat or whatever bat it is that he has talked about, or a quality starter. They've got to come away with something to help this team, because they are falling and struggling big time. I like yesterday, you started to see how that was going. You were like, this is it. Framber has gone in, and we'll get to Framber a little bit later on, because Framber is clearly hot under the collar about some stuff that we'll need to discuss a bit later. But there's now an expectation. You've now laid out what it is that you need, and there's probably a bit of an expectation that you try to execute what that is that you need. Some people from the text line, quit playing Zach Short. Hell, guys, I mean, listen.
Who do you want him to play?
I mean, I know there's a lot. There's not a lot you can do, right? At this point, man, I guess you could put Dubon there, but your third baseman's out too, right? You got several things at second base. Like, I mean, you want to see Shea a lot more, right? They've expressed
third continues for Shea.
That's not necessary. They've expressed they're not moving Cam to play third base, and I'm with them. Hell, he is a right fielder. Let him play right field. I don't know how much I can look at Joe for that.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
Text line coming in. This is expected, man. They weren't even supposed to be this good. No, this was not it. No, they have shown us. They have shown us. They have shown us they're better than getting going five straight to the A's and the Nationals at home with Hunter and Framber being in the middle of it.
They can put two baseball fields together at all positions with their injured list right now.
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm pissed. I'm not just sitting here making excuses, but I mean, it's a grand scheme.
Yeah. We'll see if they can get it rolling tonight. Jason Alexander gets the ball. Maybe they need to go in that route. Maybe that's what helps. Thanks, Tyler. Coming up, how did the offensive line look? That's always going to be a big discussion point today. How did the offensive line look? We'll talk about that coming up next right here live on the drive.